Hey, now welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yep, it means you. And let me tell you something, we are still grinding. My word of wisdom for the day was to go and get exactly what God has for you. Do not settle for less, because when you settle for less, you get even less than that. How about that? Yes, when you settle for less, you don't get what you settled for. You get something much worse than what you settled for. So since you've got to do something anyway, why don't you go and get exactly what God has for you? Go and get everything that He has in store for you. Go and get the things that your heart dreams of, that your eyes can see, that your mind can think of. Go and get them. And so that leads me to what we're going to talk about. And we've got to deal with this, because I haven't dealt with this much. We've had so many topics on the wealth spectrum to deal with. And I certainly wanted to be sure that I was not only in a position of power, but that I was in a sustainable position of power before I began to really, really delve into this topic. And this is what I want to talk about. I want us to talk about credit. That's right. Respecting, repairing, and regaining our credit. You see, back in the day, I will admit, I used to get the mortgages for everybody with bad credit. We would figure out a way. If you had bankruptcy, foreclosure, if you came to me, I'd figure out a way to get you in a house. Now, you'd have to work for it. I put you on the mortgage approval plan, and you got a house in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. You all know about my client that I had with Monica Poland, Monica and David Poland of Remax. And this particular client had 4 bankruptcies and 2 foreclosures. And she came to me. Nobody else would work with her. I don't even think nobody believed that it was even possible. I don't even think she thought it was possible. And I looked at that file and I prayed about it. Literally, I don't even think I was a praying person at that time, but I prayed over that. And I prayed over that file. And then eventually I saw the strategy. I was able to put it together and I was able to tell her what to do. And yes, so I have many stories like that. I remember when my husband and I bought our first house, we had had a fire and a flood. It impacted our ability to pay our bills. And so when we bought our first home, I had to write a letter of explanation. I couldn't go on the mortgage at all because my credit was just so far in the gutter from college. You all remember, I went to college. I got 50,000 credit cards, couldn't pay anybody. When a creditor was a call and say, Lynn, can you borrow the money? I'd say, can I borrow it from you? So I was still living in the aftermath of that. You see, you must deal with the consequences of your actions. And so I had to deal with that. But my husband, on the other hand, had excellent credit until I showed up and started spending money the wrong way, and then started spending it the right way. And then it was time to buy a house. And so there we were. So I had to write a letter of explanation. We got approved, and I went on to get so many people with credit issues approved for mortgages. But let me tell you this. I want us to stop looking for the programs for bad credit. That's what I want us to do. I want us to use our power. You see, Ephesians 3:20 says, God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to His power at work in you. So it's the according to part. You've heard me say this many times. So where's the according to part right now? The according to part that I'm talking about right now is how I choose to pay my bills that I know good and well I owe. How we choose to pay for the things that we have asked for, how we choose to honor our word. Because the Bible literally says that basically your credit and your word go hand in hand. And we want to make sure that we value not only our word, but that we value the position of other people who have invested in us, or who've taken a chance on us, or who've given us a pair of Victoria's Secret at the Victoria's Secret store, whatever it is. Yeah, because they offering credit cards everywhere. Who needs credit cards, credit for underwear? Come on now. But they're doing it everywhere. And so what I want us to do is I want us to get our power back. Okay. And this comes through respecting, repairing and protecting our credit. And for those who are really serious about what I'm going to teach and what we're going to be dealing with, I have the 700 Credit Club, and that's for everybody who's either in the 700s or higher or trying to get there. Okay. Right. So I've overcome it all. I've overcome, two bankruptcies. I've overcome just a massive amount of things. And so everyone in my house has 700 credit scores. Everybody has 700 credit scores. I didn't allow my children to start out the way that I did. And I'm prayerful that you will not allow your children to either start out on the wrong path or just veer off onto the wrong path. So I keep a lookout for everybody. I am the credit police in the Richardson household. Okay. I am the credit police. I'm looking at anything, an inquiry that came through, a balance that is too high, a debt that somebody's saying that you owe. When somebody says you owe them, speak to them. So we're going to talk about it, respecting, repairing, and protecting your credit. And the first thing that I want to talk about in terms of just the respecting part of it, the respecting part of it is key, because it's when we believe, I think, either someone has either done us wrong, or if we believe that our immediate need right now is more important than the need of someone that we owe. Let's think about that. That our immediate need right now is more important than the need of someone that we know. So certainly life comes at us. Certainly life hits us. Certainly life gives us, things that we don't expect. But even in those instances, when we are faced with things that we don't expect, we still have an obligation, or we should. You know, the Bible says, treat people how you want to be treated. I say, treat your creditors as you'd have your debtors treat you, and just communicate. Because the last time Pookie called to borrow $50 from you and did not pay you back on Friday as promised, and did not answer the phone that your $50 helped to keep on, you wanted to kill him. You tell everybody, listen, it's not the money, it's the principle. And that's the point. So what I want us to do is I want us to get our power. And I want us to look at this from a whole entirely different perspective. And I want us to look at this from a position of winning. Because I know that there was a time when I thought I could not win. I didn't think that there was anything that could ever be done for me. And I thought I'd have to just suffer forever. I thought I'd be 90, before my credit would be in a position where I could comfortably say, yes, okay, this is it. And I am doing something about it. And God is good. And but I am doing the work. And so I want you to do the work. So we're going to talk about respecting. And the respect piece is simply, you know what it is. You know, today, in today's age, the millennials say you don't get respect until you earn it. But that's not how I grew up. The way I grew up is that you respect people on GP. You respect your elders on GP. You respect the lady who lives down the street. You know, she might be mean and might not want you to play basketball in front of her house or behind her house. But at the end of the day, you're going to respect her simply on GP. So I want us to go back to the basics. I want us to go back to the beginning. And I want us to go back to thinking about what it really means to respect our credit, right? To respect our credit. And that means that we honor the dollar. The dollar has something that it wants to do. The dollar has something that it wants to accomplish. And that thing that it wants to accomplish is it wants to work harder for you than you can work for it. That's right. Money wants to work harder for you than you can work for it. But you've got to give it the right energy, and you've got to deal with it appropriately. So you've heard me say 1 + 1 = 2. If your stuff adds up to 10, it'll never get in. Well, when it comes to your credit, once again, treat your creditors as you'd have your debtors treat you. Not how they treat you, right? How you would want them to treat you. So the respect piece is important. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And that means you. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back with these tips for getting your credit straight. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, Attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find Attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dime at a time, and $1 at a time. And that means you. And today we're talking about respecting, repairing, and regaining your credit. And if you are sick and tired of your credit score being 200, 300, 400, I don't even know if it can be 200, but it feels like it when it's really low and you can't do anything. If you're sick and tired of being stuck in the 600s, then I want you to go to LynnRichardson.com and join the 700 Credit Club because we are taking over. See, as I said previously, coming out of this season, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. That's right. Millionaires are being made every single day during this time because this is the season of not only multiple streams of income, but innovative opportunities. And so that's why it's good to sit still so that you can think about what's next. You can think about what's strategically in order for you to do next when it comes to your family, your faith, your finances, and all of those things that are going to contribute to your financial freedom. And so credit is certainly one of those things. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is more valuable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver and gold. So your good name will get you places that money cannot. When money runs out, your good name will have people agreeing to partner with you. I'm a case in point. You know, I have been very, very blessed to have been working with Russell Simmons and MC Light and, you know, Sheila E. I work with her and her foundation. And I've worked with so many great people and I've served. And then when it was time for me to make a move, to make a boss move, guess what? The CMO, the chief marketing officer of Russell Simmons firms for the past, you know, 100 years is now working on my team, helping me with my brand. And so it was because of my good name. I didn't have money. I didn't have that kind of money to work with, but I had a good name and I was committed and I was consistent. So your good name is what we want to work on right now. So I remember when I was literally kicked in the face with what I needed to do with my credit. And believe it or not, it was when I was doing an episode right here on WVON, the real deal in real estate. And I read something that Iyanla VanZant shared, and it literally just changed my whole entire way that I was dealing with money. It changed it forever. It forced me to look at it from a different perspective. And it forced me to really face myself. And so I always say you cannot fix what you will not face. And so before I give you these tips, the things that everybody can do to start to get your credit in order, before I share that with you, I want to share with you what she said to me, what she said to us in one of her books. Iyanla VanZant said, when you are experiencing financial chaos, your primary goal is to be free of debt. This requires discipline and structure. You may rebel against the notion of discipline because it feels as if you are being punished, but you must realize that you are punishing yourself. When you live beyond your means, if you spend without a budget, if you live without a plan, you are punishing yourself and your creditors. When you are in debt, spending money without discipline means you are spending other people's money. You are withholding from the flow. You are blocking your abundance. If lack of discipline put you in debt, only discipline will get you out. As hard as it may be, as unfair as it may seem, your money is not your money when you are in debt. Give what you have to those whom you owe if you want your money to be rightfully yours. So it's real difficult. You know, I tell people in business all the time, they say, well, Lynn, is this free? No, it's not free. Why do you want things for free? If you have a business, is all your stuff free? Everybody has to pay for something. The only way we are able to participate in this world and to actually be able to come up is if everybody pays for something. Everybody has to pay. Money has to circulate. So I don't even want the free stuff. I don't want any free people providing services for the things that I want to blow up to 7, 8, 9 figures. Do you want free people helping you create 9 figures? No. So if that's the case, if you want stuff to come in for you, then you've got to put it out the right way. So the number one thing that I'm going to talk about in terms of respecting your credit, the number one thing that everybody's going to do, if you're trying to get your credit to the next level, you're trying to come out of the gutter. I have been there several times, more times than I care to revisit, to the point that I just kind of didn't even pay attention anymore. And then I could not ignore it. And then later on in life, I let people, you know, co-sign and things like that. And then that got me in trouble. So I've been there, done it all. So here's what you need to do. The first thing you have to do, if you're going to respect something, you have to know what it is. So you're going to write everything down. Write everything you owe. Write it all. Just write it all down. I know it's hard. I remember the first time I filed bankruptcy in 1999. I was going through a closet or a room full of mail, and I had been ignoring it probably for about 2 years. I was a young wife and mother and trying to adjust, and I wasn't making the kind of money I wanted to make. I wasn't in the career I wanted to be in. So I just kind of ignored everything. Yeah, you know, we've all been there, done that. If you haven't acknowledged it, then I don't know. But that's where I was. And so I finally woke up and said, girl, get yourself together. And I went in this room, and I promise you, if those bills didn't almost kill me, because every time I opened something, I cried. Because there were things that I opened that I literally, had I even opened it, dealt with it, looked at it, I could have prevented it from happening. And so can you. You cannot eliminate your problems by ignoring them. As a matter of fact, the longer you take to manage a problem, the more difficult it becomes to manage. Okay? So you got to manage it either way. But the longer you take, it becomes that much more difficult. Take your health. If you do not manage your health, it will get out of control. If you do not manage your weight, it will get out of control. And so it's the same thing with your bills. So go and get everything while you're halfway on this quarantine, because I know some of you all are no longer quarantining at all. You are running around like nothing ever happened, and I am still sitting still, okay? But if you are halfway quarantining, then I want you to go get everything. Write it down. Go right now. Go get a journal, a spiral notebook, something, anything, and then go through everything. Go through your cell phone, go through your email, go through your mail, go through your calendar. Everything you own, you owe. Everybody you owe, I want you to write it down. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you. And so we are putting our good name as our number one goal. You know, I think it makes sense that the number one goal would be to get some money. It makes sense that the number one goal would be to get a job. It makes sense that the number one goal would be to take care of yourself. But if you have a good name, you won't have to worry about any of those things. So having the good name and making that your primary focus, I remember when I switched all of this around, you know, the good name went very far for me. It meant being upright in all of it, in my business dealings, in you know, my intentions. And I've always served, I've always given, I've always helped people. But sometimes I would not be in the best position to make a promise to do something, and I didn't have the resources or the means to do it. So I'd have the best intentions to do something, but I couldn't live up to that. And then I figured I'd figure it out, and I never would figure it out. That's all affecting your good name. So the good name and respect go hand in hand. So the first thing that we're going to do is to write everything down. Write all of your creditors down. Write everybody. Write everybody. Okay. Now we're going to categorize them. I'm going to categorize them and from bad to good, you know. So we're going to put the worst debts at the top, and then we're going to go all the way down in terms of priority. So the people that you cannot be in trouble with, there are several folks in this category. Number one, the IRS. If you owe the IRS, you got to deal with that. If you have 5-6 years of tax returns that you have not filed, you've made money, and or you have, you know, outstanding bills due. First of all, you got to live your life like a business. That's why you have to go to LynnRichardson.com, join the Entrepreneurs Academy, so you can learn how to live your life like a business, so you can get more of your money back legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. But if you owe the IRS, you're going to have problems. Might even be jail. I think that's the only debt you go to jail for not paying right now in today's times, you know, long ago. And that's why I am the judge in debtor's court helping people be free. But long ago, if you didn't pay somebody, you could go to jail. Well, now I think that's only reserved for the IRS. So if you have IRS debt, call them and communicate. Call them and communicate. How often do you call them and communicate? Every day. Call them every day until you get the solution that you're looking for. If you called them yesterday and you did not get the solution you were looking for, then sit down, pray for a minute, regather your thoughts, call them again today. Because you're going to get somebody else, and you may get someone else who has slightly more knowledge, or who has slightly just maybe feeling good that day. I've been there, done it. I had to call multiple times. To get the answers that I was looking for. So the IRS, the other people that you do not want to be in trouble with are the child support people. Okay. If you owe child support, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. Meaning out of the country, you won't be able to get or renew a passport. There are many, many professions, that you may not be able to, have access to. There are, government opportunities, and just all kinds of opportunities, not just the government, that you may not have access to if you owe child support. So you're going to have to get on a payment plan with that. Don't dodge that for the rest of your life. Don't try to do it. It's not worth it. And get this out your mind, okay? What she did, what he did, what they're doing, none of that is going to help you, all right? So you want to get that under control. And then the other thing that you want to deal with are your student loans. These are all in that. This is the worst category to be in terms of owing anybody. And the student loans, I have basically shared in many different instances that you don't have to be in trouble with your student loans. The student loan is the easiest bad debt or easiest debt in collection to get out of collection. Call them, communicate with them, come up with a payment plan, pay that student loan for 6 months straight. And that's the rehabilitation process, and they'll take it out of collection, take it out of default. Everybody with a defaulted student loan is simply because you have not opened your mouth. Open your mouth, call, and send them $50 a month, $25 a month, $10 a month, $75 a month, $100, whatever it is that you all agree to based on your income, and tell the truth. If you only have $1,000 coming in for the month, they're not going to give you a payment for $900. If you only have $2,000 coming in for the month, they're not going to give you a payment for $1,700. If you have $1,000 coming in for the month, they might not have you make any payment at all beyond $5. I know people will pay $6 on a student loan. I was one of them, right? Now, my student loans were never in default. That's something I'll never, ever be guilty of. Won't have to go there and do that. I used to be a financial aid advisor, so I know all the, you know, the ins and the outs and how to keep them in good standing. And if you do have student loans on your credit report, it's looked at as good installment debt and it helps your credit score. So don't be in trouble with those. Call them and communicate in all three of those situations. All right. So that's the top level. The next level is if you have any garnishments or anybody's coming to repossess anything or take you to court. And if somebody's coming to repossess your car, your furniture, your jewelry, or whatever it is, don't run. Don't run. If you can't afford it, give it back. Come on now. Right? Remember, a good name. Treat people how you want to be treated. If somebody owes you something and you go get it, do you want them hiding? No. So you don't hide. And I know that this is tough. I know that you're trying to figure out how you're going to get to work. But you're going to be stressed out trying to figure out how to get to work in a car that doesn't belong to you because you got to hide it 18 blocks away and walk anyway. And it's either hot or cold or whatever it is. So we don't want to do that. All right. If someone is attempting to garnish your wages, if someone has threatened to repossess something or they've already done it, you're not going to have any control at this point. So if that is something that is pending or something that you have been threatened with, then you definitely want to call a bankruptcy attorney. You definitely want to call Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. You have to do that. Go to LynnMillionaire.com and read the bankruptcy FAQs. I go through everything. Chapter 13 versus chapter 7. She's laid out some of the things that can happen that can prevent you from even chapter. Bankruptcy is not the end of the world. Let's just start there. Okay. So for all the preachers and everybody who love the Lord so much, Deuteronomy even says cancel the debt in 7 years. Now, does that mean technically everybody go file bankruptcy? No, I'm not saying everybody run around and do it. The last time I filed bankruptcy, I was extremely just repentant and like of solemn soul and character. And I wanted to do the right thing, but I could not. And I'd lost everything after the recession in 2008. And so that's what I had to do. So guess what? If that's what you have to do, do it. But vow to yourself to change. Vow to yourself to make a switch. I know people who are in bankruptcy and then out of it and then back in the same stuff. Don't get back in the same stuff. I gave up my car. I gave up the Lexus. I gave up everything. I got rid of all debt. I don't want to have any debt. I don't want to pick the debt. I don't want to have any. So if you are being threatened with a judgment, foreclosure, a wage garnishment, or if they're coming to repossess something, then what's going to happen is if they repossess the car, they're going to still want the money. Now, can you imagine paying for a car that you don't even have, that you couldn't afford anyway? That's why they came and got it. And now they're taking it out of your check. You don't want that to happen. Okay. There are too many people still getting their wages garnished and still facing things that you don't have to face, right? Okay, so if you fix it, if you are willing to face it, then you can absolutely fix it. So if someone is threatening that, call the bankruptcy attorney. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Don't call your friend. Don't call your mama. Don't even go to church. Call the bankruptcy attorney because they can file for you online. And then you can have an order issued that will prevent any further collection activity. All right. And if your car has been repossessed and if you file it enough time, you can get it back. So you don't want to have a repossession on your credit, because if that happens, then basically you're still going to have to pay the money. All right. So that's the second category. And you want to get legal action. You want to get legal help. If you're in the second category, to prevent any further action. First category, you have to call. You cannot put your IRS debt, child support, or your student loans in bankruptcy. Not your government student loans. Can't do it. All right. So calling an attorney is not going to help you. I mean, unless you are being in some kind of criminal situation, then you need to call a criminal attorney. But in terms of that, there's no help there. You have to communicate. You have to get your ducks in order. And if you don't know how to do that, you need to get help. That's why you may need a financial coach. You can get that at LynnRichardson.com. Definitely join the 700 Credit Club so we can get you on track. And then the second category, you can get some help. Now, here's the third category. So we had the worst category with the IRS, student loans, and child support. Then we have the next category, It's not as bad as the first, but it's still a problem. And it is dealing with any collections, judgments, wage garnishments, repossessions, foreclosures. Now here's a third category. And these are collections that are not yet in wage garnishment danger. All right. So if someone sent your debt to a collection agency, now you have to deal with the collection agency, and who knows how many more collection agencies after that. So you want to deal with them. All right. So you want to put those in a category. And then in the 700 Credit Club, I'm going to tell you how to work through all of those things, when to make an offer, when to accept the settlement, how it affects your credit score, all of those kind of things. All right. So that's that category. And then finally, you've got your regular revolving credit and your installment debt. These are your credit cards. You pay them, you don't pay them. Your installment debt, you pay it, you don't pay it. And every time you don't pay it within 30 days, you get a 30-day late on your credit report. So sometimes it's just a matter of being aware. So one of the things that I tell people is to get to the place where you can pay all of your bills one day out of the month. Everything. Pay it one day out of the month. Know what account is coming out of. And then you don't even have to deal with any debt any other time. Now, you may have to sacrifice. You may have to struggle. You may be saying, Lynn, I'm paying bills all month. I never have any money. Grind. Stack your cash for 1 month. Don't spend anything extra. Just keep all your money in the bank as much as possible. And then try to pay all your bills on one day out of the month. So you don't have to deal with that all throughout the month. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time. And that means you. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Lynn Richardson is a celebrity financial coach and founder of the 700 Credit Club. Lynn wants to talk to you about one of the biggest issues that can separate you from your financial freedom, and that's your credit score. Lynn overcame two bankruptcies and foreclosure, but with this plan, her score is now over 700, and she's inviting you to join the 700 Credit Club today. Here, you'll learn to build your credit and have the financial freedom you dreamed of. For more information about the 700 Credit Club, please visit LynnRichardson.com.
This Saturday, August 22nd, join Lynn Richardson in New Wealth University. Lynn and her professional colleagues will empower men and women to move their businesses to the next level. You will hear from trademarks and copyright attorney Michelle J. Miller, attorney Serena Williams, attorney Deidre Stokes, and corporate finance executive Ingrid Woolfolk. If you are ready to accelerate your business, then register now for our next Saturday School. You don't want to miss it. This Saturday, August 22nd, and check for me, DJ MC Light on the tables. Class is in session.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time. And I want to see you at Saturday School. Yes, Saturday School is a game changer. Game changer. If you are just starting out in business, or if you have a business and you don't know what you're doing, clue that you don't know what you're doing. You have not become profitable yet. You do not know how to maximize the 400 and plus 60 plus tax deductions. You have not trademarked your ideas. You don't understand the importance of the estate planning. You don't have a proper record book and keeping the proper records, and so that you avoid commingling funds and you understand resolutions. If you don't have all of these things in place, let me tell you, Saturday School is an absolute positive game changer. And I want you to go to LynnRichardson.com to register. So we are talking about your credit, respecting your credit, getting your credit to the next level. And I want you to join me in the 700 Credit Club, because we are aiming for that good name. That's right, that good name. So we've dealt with the top category. Basically, this is the worst category of debt that you just have to handle. And this is your IRS, child support, student loan debt. The next category is any judgments, wage garnishments, and repossessions. You want to deal with those. And if they are coming and you don't have the money, you may need to file bankruptcy right away. Call attorney Deidre Wood Stokes for that. You can go to LynnMillionaire.com go to Lynn's List and she's there. You can also look at the foreclosure and bankruptcy FAQs. And bankruptcy is not the end of the world. I had a very dear friend and client who filed bankruptcy back in 2008. Her credit scores went up. They never dropped because she filed bankruptcy before she ever made one late payment. It's not the bankruptcy that takes your credit score down. It's the late payments, collections, and judgments that do that. This next category are the collections that, you know, they may be sending to a collection agency. You're going to have to deal with, you know, multiple people harassing you, and you don't want to do that. So you want to try to get those out of the way and deal with the settlement or offers that could minimize that debt on your behalf. But if you can deal with the original creditor before it goes to that, that's what I suggest you do. This last category is your revolving debt, like your credit cards, your installment debt, your car notes, your furniture bill, loans that you may have taken out. And you want to get those in order. So that's how you're going to deal with them in terms of priority, right? And now, once you've written everything down and you're taking a look at it all, now you've got some real choices to make. You've got a reality to deal with. You've got something to face. Can you pay this debt or can't you? If you cannot, get help. Don't sit with a lot of debt that you're looking at that you can't pay and think it's going to just go away. It's not going to go away. As a matter of fact, what's going to happen, time is going to keep on ticking and that's going to keep getting worse. If you handle it, if you deal with it, you can be in a better position 1 year out of bankruptcy, chapter 13, or 1 year in a chapter 13 bankruptcy, you can buy a house. Right after you discharge a chapter 7 bankruptcy, you can go get a car. You can still take care of yourself and get the basic things that you need to be able to live your life and be able to take care of your family. But if you stay in this situation, then it becomes much more difficult over time to overcome it. And so what I'm going to say is, you know, my very good friend, Dr. Vicky, she says, agree with God quickly. Yeah, that's what she says. She says, agree with God quickly, right? And so if you're going to agree with God quickly, that means that he's going to be able to move on your behalf faster. As a matter of fact, delayed obedience is disobedience, right? You tell your kids to go clean up their room, they just look at you. Let me tell you, when they get up, there's going to be a problem, right? So you want to move quickly. When you know that you have this facing you, when you know that you've got things, you know, to deal with, then go on and deal with them. The other thing that you may want to consider, if you've got a lot of debt and you don't know what to do with it and you can't pay it off, bankruptcy may be an option, but also enlisting the services of a credit repair company may help. Now, let me just say this up front. You can do it yourself, but will you? You can do it yourself. Are you going to? You can do it yourself. Do you know what you're doing? You can deal with the creditors yourself. You can send the dispute letters and you can keep going and doing that. But, you know, I've found that it's either A, too time consuming, or B, if they tell you no the first time, you don't really know what to do the second time. So I used multiple credit services over the years and they worked. And when one ended, you know, their ability to get anything handled for me, and these were things that were outdated that should no longer have been on my credit report, then I went to another. And so in the 700 Credit Club, I'm also going to deal with that as well. So I want you to take care of your name. Yes, we're going to take care of your money. Yes, you're going to build a world-class business. But right now, let's take care of your name. And in my Building Business Credit Masterclass, I even teach you how to build your business credit and all that other good stuff. So let's deal with our credit. Let's deal with our name. Let's get our power back. And let's let God use us the way that this was all intended. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time.
This Saturday, August 22nd, join Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University. Lynn and her professional colleagues will empower men and women to move their businesses to the next level. You will hear from trademarks and copyright attorney Michelle J. Miller, attorney Serena Williams, attorney Deidre Stokes, and corporate finance executive Ingrid Woolfolk. If you are ready to accelerate your business, then register now for our next Saturday School. You don't want to miss it. This Saturday, August 22nd, 22nd. And check for me, DJ MC Light on the tables. Class is in session.